Chapter 4.
Now you know as much as I do, Barbara said to Shelley and Bailey. He was gazing morosely into a glass with melting ice and not a trace of the bourbon he had started with. Shelley's eyes were wide, and she had a slight frown on her face. Bailey heaved himself upright from the deep chair and ambled to the bar, where he added bourbon to the dwindling ice.
"Want to tell us something, Barbara?" he said, returning to his chair. "You act like you're going full bore ahead on this one. Why? Two witnesses, one an ex-cop. Why is it more than a plea bargain?"
"He said he didn't do it."
"Don't they all?"
When she didn't respond, he said,
"It looks from where I'm sitting like you're out to get the preacher for what he did to Lovin, or what she said he did to her. He said, she said, all over again. But what's that got to do with shooting Peel?"
Barbara shook her head impatiently. "For the time being, we run with it. I don't know for how long. I have a list of names for you to start with. I'll find out what I can from homicide, have a look at the scene, and make arrangements for the exhumation." He shrugged as she pushed the list across the table. Without a glance at it, he picked it up and put it in the old duffel bag that he called his junior detective kit.
"Lovin's dime. A job's a job. Anything else?"
"That's it for starters," she said. One day he was going to question her once too often, and she was going to punch him in the nose, she thought angrily, enjoying the image that rose in her mind. If it weren't for the fact that he was probably the best private detective on the West Coast, she would have done it long ago. When he stood and made his slouching way to the door,